We said the Mechaber said Atman is also even the Keteret Mevashel is called Tzorchla, even the Stamik Raloi. And the Mal says V'chein Ikka, that's the Ikka Psak. However, the Mal brings the R, Rishonim the Aramekel, that either if it's Chai Lagamri, it's completely raw, similar to the Heter of Kiddur Chai, so you have Beshehiel, you have the Heter by Atman as well, if it's completely raw by the beginning of Shabbos, no, there's no Isser being mapped in it. In the same way, the opposite. If it's Baal Shekot Tzorcha before Shabbos, no Isser of being not with it. Same as Bashehil. And the Mishnah explains that the Shita is going on Hatamon of Adovra Mesev Hevel, which also by Yehudim from Erev Shabbos, and that they hold that Akaponim is no worse than Shehil, that has the Heter of Kedr Chaisan, has the Heter also of Baal Shekot Tzorcha. Baal Shekot Tzorcha is Beduktuk in the Ramah, as the Be'alocha brings, and some Achronim say, that even though usually the Ramah is Mekel Bashehil, once it's Baal Shekot Tzorcha Ben Dusoy, over here, Hamidah is Yishimach, away from the Spashka Tzorcha, even like the Shita. Now, their mother's really passing like the Shita that has his cool of Kirchayas on the Spashka Tzorcha about Mono. However, he says, Mongosh Nogel Halko, place the Mingus Timeko, based on this far, should be Mecha should protest, because they have what Bissamachon, but in other places they should not adopt this Psak. Sivches, the Mechaber says, either with Mutta du Shehiel, to be Mashat, leave a Kedera, on top of a Kir that has Gecholim, in the ways that are in the Sparrows of Rishon and Gimel, that Shehiel is Mutter. I ain't showing what those ways are. However, if it's mechus begodim, it's covered with begodim, if the kedera, the pot is wrapped with clothing with begodim, you know the begodim are not mice of havel, mitzad themselves, since there's a fire underneath that spreads the heat around through the begodim and then into the kedera, therefore it's aser, and it's aser even from Erev Shabbos, because that's considered hatmona, bedavra ha-mice of havel. However, says the Mechaber, hatmona is only if it's in a such that the begodim are touching the kedera. However, the begodim are not touching the kedera, not touching the pot, rather the space in between, even though there's fire underneath, there's no problem. It's not called hatmon. Hatmon is only if there's no avir, no space in between the pot and the begodim or whatever it is being matmin within it. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you might be the kedera, pot, on top of a kira, a kubach, and later on he says a taner also, and they do it in a way there's no issur shuhiyah. And he says that the bottom of the pot is not touching the coal, not touching the coals. This is the old Machlokes Machaber and Mavis and Rishon and Gimel, Mishnah Berurah explains. And the Machaber holds that the bottom of the pot is touching the coal, touching the coals, that solves the problem of Atmana. The Rebbe argues and holds that solves not a problem of Atmana. But in any case, if you're working out that you don't have that problem, and you're working out that the Begonim that are going around the Kedera are not touching the Kedera, the space in between, then there's no problem of Atmana. For example, he says that if you put like a kli rochav, a big kli, you invert a big kli over the kedera in a way that the big kli is now touching the sides of the kedera, the sides of the pot. Then you put begodim around that big kli. It's mutter, the space in between, because the big kli caused there to be space. Normally the begodim would just collapse onto the kedera, but if it's a big kli upside down, inverted over the kedera, that prevents the begodim from going all the way up to the kedera. Or let's say you put a board on top of the kedera, on top of the pot, a board across, a daf rochav, a wide board. Then you put the begodim on top of that, and they hang over the sides. There also is a way to create space. As long as the space that the kedera and the begodim are not touching each other, that's a way to avoid the issue of hatmona over here. Now, Mishnah Berurah discusses a case where you did your taka matmin the kedera in the begodim, and the begodim go all around. However, the begodim said themselves not mice of hevel, and you did an Erev Shabbos really shemutter. And there's no fire in the kira, there's no fire in the oven anymore. But since there was a fire, until recently, he just turned off the fire right before Shabbos. So now, shortly before Shabbos, so now the heat of the fire, the heat of the oven is still there. Some say it's not considered to be matmin in the dov meisav havok. There's no chashash, Hashem yabim remetz, because there's no item, there's no remetz, there's no item over here that's causing the heat. It's left over here from before. Some say another reason why there's no chashash of matmin dov meisav havok. It's not meisav havok itself. The heat's on the way down. The oven's getting cooler and cooler because the fire is gone already. Some are machmer, those who want to be mekel what we semachon, and you should not be moichah, but there's mokel machmer, those who want to be machmer. Discuss with the people of his days, Mishnah Berurah's days, he's the imam of the coffee, the tavshah, every Shabbos, b'adilim, on the tana, they cover the begodim, and some be moichah against them, the meister of the fire, and the oven's all before Shabbos, you cannot be moichah against them, they have what to be semach. He says, however, if you put choil, sand, on the tana, even if you're not matmin completely in the sand, you have the begonim go around the kedera and you matmin a little bit in the sand, chul, sand is dover meisav hevel, and that's the same as having a fire on that is considered matmin dover meisav hevel, unless you have the clear chavo or the daf rochav, the big inverted pot or the wide board, and therefore when you put the begonim on top of the inverted pot, on top of the wide board, you're not being matmin properly because it's not real atman, there's air between, that's fine, as long as not more than 50% in the chul and the sand.